Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Potential dam threatens large biodiversity area in Sri Lanka. The Center for Environmental Justice, Friends of the Earth Sri Lanka, has warned the international community about the decision by the Central Environmental Authority of the country to authorize the installation of hydroelectric project in Athwaltota Waterfall, also known as Pilithuta Waterfall, on a river of the Singharajah rainforest in the southwest region of the country. According to the Center for Environmental Justice, the Sri Lankan government decision allows for the destruction of a living laboratory for scientists, the home of several endangered or vulnerable animal species, and part of the natural heritage of Sri Lanka. Hemantha Widnaj, Executive Director at the Center for Environmental Justice, wrote a letter to Sri Lankan President Maithripala Sirisena, who is also the Minister of Environment, to express a rejection and concern over this decision. He also sent a letter to the CEA and are concerned going to court. Real World Radio interviewed Widnaj to have more information about this environmental conflict. We also took the opportunity to ask the chair of the Center for Environmental Justice about his expectations with reference to the current negotiations as part of a new UN conference of the parties on climate change to take place in Marrakech, Morocco. The activist has been following closely these negotiations for years and has shown specific concern over the situation of climate refugees, especially in Asia.
This project is only 1 megawatt mini hydro project, which is going to destroy a waterfall named Athwaltota. So the importance of this location is because in the recent National Aquatic Resource Agency found out of 25 fish species in this area, 15 of them are endemic and endangered. And they found critically endangered 1 species, endangered 9 species, and vulnerable and near threatened 5 species. And also this place is home to 2 point endemic fish species, that is Martenstein goby and Rasborides negromarginatus. So, which means that these 2 species only found in Sri Lanka and in this location in the whole world. So we had this fight for a long time, and on the 9th November, Central Environmental Authority decided to give the approval for this particular project.
Okay, Hemantha, for us, for the foreigners, could you please let us know exactly where are those waterfalls located in your country?
In Sri Lanka, we have a virgin rainforest called Singharajah. It is in the wet zone, within the western province and the Sabaragamuwa province of Sri Lanka. So this is primary forest. And the rivers flowing down from this river is very, very unique, and it has very high biodiversity. And this particular river is one of them, and these are not dammed at all for mini hydro or any other purpose. So that is why this place is very unique. And in Sri Lanka, out of 90 fish species, 51 of them are really endemic to Sri Lanka. So the fish diversity is one of them, but we have many other animals like crab species are very unique in Sri Lanka. So those also found in these type of rivers.
Okay, in April, Hemantha, you informed that permission had been given to Sakura Energy. That's a company owned by Damika Ranathunga. And because of this project, Athwaltota Waterfall could be injured, in your opinion, and according to the information and the research that you have carried out. But at this time in April, Hemantha, the decision or the permission given to Sakura Energy was being reconsidered by the agencies, like, for example, the Central Environmental Authority and the Forest Department. But now the project is finally approved. That's the news about this project, Hemantha.
You are correct. And this project was originally approved in 2014. Then the local communities and the environmentalists start opposing this project. And and we even had the tree ordination in this particular site. And then we requested them to do two studies. One is about the aesthetic beauty of the waterfall and also about the fish diversity. So the two reports came, and the aesthetic report was not up to the standard, but the fish report was really quality report. But unfortunately, because of the political reasons, the Central Environmental Authority decided to give this permission because the proponent is from a political family. So I believe that is one of the reasons to give the approval, not because the site is suitable for mini hydro, and it is just a 1 megawatt mini hydro, and nowadays this 1 megawatt is nothing. Even from one rooftop you can generate 1 megawatt electricity from solar.
Okay, in the information that you sent to Friends of the Earth International, your organization, the Center for Environmental Justice, Friends of the Earth Sri Lanka, belongs to Friends of the Earth International. You said that this permission is going to destroy a living laboratory for the field biologists, and it's also part of the natural heritage of Sri Lanka. In which ways this project could affect, for example, the not only the species, which is very important for you all in Sri Lanka, but also, for example, the work which is carried out by the biologists, and affected that work, in which ways it can affect the Sri Lankan richness in biodiversity, and also this natural heritage that you mentioned, Himantha.
Yeah, this particular location is one of the most studied location, and the species found in this area is very unique. And also, as I said before, there are 2 point fish species also found in this particular site. So in most of the local scientists and also the fish experts and the university students go to this particular place for doing their field research. So when we found this type of number of very high number of endemic species living in this area, and this is very unique, and it is like a living laboratory, and it's an open museum. So in this context, so we believe that the nation should save this waterfall, and it is not because of the beauty of the waterfall, but because of the uniqueness of the ecosystem. And once you destroy this ecosystem, the way they are going to do the dam is that they will completely divert water from the whole river about 1 kilometer down, and about 1 kilometer of the river will be completely dried up. So there will be no water for the fish in this area. So this is exactly the location of these endemic fish species. So because of that, so the whole unique ecosystem will be completely devastated. So that is why we say, do not destroy this living laboratory and the open museum.
Okay, Himantha. So the question now would be, what is the Center for Environmental Justice, Friends of the Earth Sri Lanka, going to do right now? In which ways you will keep doing this struggle and fighting, trying to keep and to save the As We Thought waterfall and this unique biodiversity system in your country?
At the moment, we already wrote to the President of Sri Lanka and to the Minister of Wildlife, asking them to intervene and stop this devastation. And the second, so we are going to file legal action in the court, and then we expect that the court of law will at least save this place. And the third, I'm requesting the international community and the Friends of the Earth and other conservationists to help us with writing letters to the government of Sri Lanka and asking them not to destroy this waterfall and the unique ecosystem.
Okay, Himantha, what's the position of the president of the country, that we know that he's also the Minister of Environment? What does he say about that?
We haven't met him so far, but so he claimed that he is supporter of the environmental conservation. So, and we believe that at least he will intervene at some point and stop this particular deadly project.
Okay, before we end the interview, Himantha, I want to take this opportunity to ask you something about the new conference of the parties, which is being held in Marrakesh, in Morocco right now. You have been an activist who had dedicated your life trying to fight for climate justice and putting on the table the issue of the climate refugees right now, what are your expectations of these negotiations nowadays, Himantha?
Actually, I'm very much concerned about the number of climate refugees evolving in our countries just because of the floods, droughts, and earthquakes, especially in Sri Lankan situation, and also in the sea level rise. So we are going to have many climate refugees, but they don't have any legal recognition at the moment at the national or international level. I expect that the Marrakesh discussion negotiations will bring some sort of a light onto this issue and consider them as climate refugees and give the legal definition and also give to bring some sort of regulations and a system to accept those climate refugees and help them in future.
Okay, Himantha, what is the situation related to the climate refugees in Sri Lanka, but also in Asia? I mean, do you know what's happening with them, in which ways the areas are being affected and the people are being forced to migrate to other areas? Could you tell us a bit about the situation in your continent and in your country, Himantha, about that?
Although they are not called climate refugees at the moment, because people migrate to different parts in big countries like India and even Bangladesh and Pakistan just because of the droughts and the rains. At the moment, because there's no legal definition, so they don't consider as a climate refugee. But the real reason behind is the climate devastation and it is really connected. So in Sri Lanka, also in certain areas, there are earthquakes and the floods and even droughts, which let my people migrate into other areas. But nobody has any statistics about how many of them and where they are living. So this is a serious issue in many of our countries, and especially the big countries like Bangladesh and India or Pakistan. The issue is very much serious.
Okay, it was Himantha Widanage, Executive Director of the Center for Environmental Justice, Friends of the Earth Sri Lanka. Himantha, you have been very nice. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jose.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.